Welcome back to Sedona Red Rock High School, where your Scorpions are leading here on senior night, 14-7 over the Lee Williams Volunteers. Josh Freeman here filling in for Mike Tabak with the Crisis Lock, Rob Lascano.
Josh, I tell you, I've been around Sedona football for a lot of years, and this is the best single half I've seen the Scorpions play in the 18 years of my involvement with the Sedona Scorpions. Great half against a great opponent. We're winning 14-7. We win this game, we may have a shot for the playoffs. This is exciting.
It is exciting. The Sedona Scorpions are 5-3 this year coming into this game. Lee Williams 6-2. Lee Williams is the second team in the section behind Joy Christian, who's 7-1. Sedona hasn't been technically eliminated from the playoffs yet. They would have to win tonight and next week at Joy Christian, who, of course, is the best team in the section, but it's possible. They played great tonight. Showed a lot of heart in that first half.
Absolutely, and who knows? Maybe a win tonight would propel us to a win next week. You never know how that works out.
Especially with
the minds of a 15, 16-year-old kid. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, it's powerful.
But the Scorpions have a lot of reason for confidence after that first half. The first couple of drives, it was all Lee Williams, and after that, it was really the roles reversed, and it was all Sedona as they lead now 14-7. As we're getting ready to start the second half here on senior night. 15 seniors tonight for the Scorpions, the most in school history, as they are honoring Andre Davis, Max Hauserman, Brian Wynn, Stefan Zielinski, Scott Moker, Irie Massey, Jesus Prieto Chavez, Clayton McManus, Jose Rivas, Luis Robles, Kevin Schweiss, Zeke Saxman, Alex Burke, and if the second half follows the same script as that first half, they're going to go out in style. Big contributions from the seniors, of course, Hauserman, Davis, and Moker. Sedona, of course, one more game on Halloween night after this week. They're going to see if they can spook Joy Christian. They're actually going to play that game down in Phoenix. And who knows? You know, they may still have a shot at the playoffs.
That's why you line up and play, I tell you. You never know.
You hear the crowd start to stomp as Saxman gets ready for the second half kickoff. And here he goes. Looks like it's going to be a short kick by Saxman standards. It'll bounce at the 11-yard line, picked up by Lee Williams there. And a great cover team, or great coverage by the special teams there, as they only gave up about 10 yards on that return.
You know, they're on like the 27-yard line. This might not be the Lee Williams' best field position.
You're right. I think this might be the farthest back they've been tonight.
Which is good for us, you know, and like I said, that A-gap run that they're doing, if we control that, which is all they've got so far, at least all they've shown, I mean, how many plays do you think they've run? Maybe four different plays?
Seems that way, yeah. Let's see what the Sedona defense can do. They ended the first half on a great note, keeping the Volunteers out of the end zone. And the Volunteers are lining up now on 1st and 10. It's going to hand off to the left side. Quite a bit of room as they're going to pick up about 8 yards there on the carry.
Nothing fancy about that, just a straight-off tackle run with the fullback lead.
It's going to be a gain of 8. The officials will mark it. And it'll be 2nd and 2 now for the Lee Williams Volunteers. Scorpion football, once again, is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures here on 780 KAZM. As we get ready for 2nd down and 2 for the Volunteers, quarterback under center. He's going to take the snap. He's going to give it to that second back. Their bread and butter play. And he's going to pick up the first down and then some. A run of about 10 yards on 2nd and 3.
Same play, but on the right side of the field and right off tackle and a fullback lead.
And they get all the way to the 45-yard line where they will have 1st and 10. Lee Williams had a pretty good drive going there at the end of the half. They just didn't have enough time with the way that they were running the ball. Didn't have enough success passing it to keep that drive going, or to end that drive, really, before the half ended.
And that's what happens when you're just a running team. You really don't have enough flair to stop the clock.
1st and 10 now on the Lee Williams 45-yard line. Quarterback under center. They'll give it to the up back this time, and he breaks through, tackles at the line of scrimmage, picks up about 19 yards on the carry. It's another first down for Lee Williams. And the Sedona defense needs to toughen up here and keep them out of the end zone.
Well, it's funny. You know, you get 2 off-tackle runs, and then you forget about the A-gap play, and next thing you know, they slam you with that play, and you get 20 yards on the play.
Big pickup, and they'll have 1st and 10 now on the Scorpion side of the field at about the 37-yard line. three big runs, all of them for about 10 yards or more here in to start the second half for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center, I formation. He'll give it to the second back again. He runs it to the left side off tackle, picks up 3 or 4 yards, but then a good stout tackle by the Sedona defense.
Sedona's fighting. You know, they finally stopped that off-tackle run for less than a 10-yard gain.
Right.
Let's see. You know, we've been bending a little bit. We haven't broken too much, so hopefully we can come back here and stop. I'd be watching for this A-gap run now again.
Really, the only big play given up by Sedona was that first touchdown by Lee Williams, and that was a long time ago in terms of this game. Lee Williams trying to put themselves back together here on offense. They've got a good drive going so far down to the Scorpion side of the field. Second down and about 5 yards to go. They're going to pitch it to the right. A big, great big block by the up back. Frees the running back for some room, and he's down all the way to the 15-yard line of the Scorpions.
Sedona played that well. It was a toss sweep. The corner took the outside in position. Made the running back go inside, but we had no help there.
And really a big block by the lead back really freed that play up. So another big pickup for Lee Williams. We are about 3 minutes into the second half here. Sedona's still leading 14-7, but Lee Williams is threatening at about the 15-yard line of the Scorpions.
There's a lot of room to the left side of the field, and we've got more men than they do on that side.
Lee Williams on the near hash, quarterback under center. He'll take the snap, run it to the left again, and this time some stout line play. He got a gain of maybe one or two there. We'll see where they mark the ball, but and it's going to turn out to be a 4-yard gain to the 11-yard line.
This reminds me of the first drive of the field that they had, first drive of the game that they had, where they kind of ran that off tackle, once in a while with the A-gap run. Same kind of drive.
And going the same direction.
Yeah.
We'll see if they can end it the way they ended that drive with a touchdown pass in the first quarter. I formation once again for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center. Let's see what they can do. He takes a snap. It's a pitch to the right again to that second back. He's not going to break the first tackle this time. And the difference between this play and the ones before were he ran right past that tackler on the play before. This time, solid defense by Josh Cacciatore for the Red Rock
High
School.
Yeah, but we gave him too many yards on that play. We should have stopped it earlier. But, yeah, he got about, 8 yards on that play?
And about 4 of those were after contact. Right. The defender met him, and he just kind of carried his momentum forward for an extra few yards. But it looks like it's going to be third and short. Is that right? No, first and goal for Lee Williams. They just got the first down on the 5-yard line. So let's see what the Sedona defense can dial up on first down and goal from the 5-yard line for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center, he gets it to the fullback, and he's made at the line, brought down after a gain of 2 or 3, it looks like.
That same quick hitter again, and why not? I mean, it's been working right now. It's been working for a few yards, a pop. All I need is a couple now for the score.
Gain of 3 down to the 2-yard line for Lee Williams. And it will be second down from there. And they, Sedona really toughened up in the second quarter against the run. Lee Williams having more success here in the third quarter running the ball.
Real wide formation with Lee Williams wide out for some reason.
Just one wide out, I formation with two backs, quarterback under center. He takes a snap, gives it to the up back again. Let's see if he got in. I hear whistles. I don't see
any
signal yet. I think he got stuffed at the line. Big hold there by the Sedona Red Rock defensive line. Looks like a gain of 1 to the 1-yard line, where it'll be 3rd and 1.
I remember last time they were here, one of the times they were here, they ended up going offsides or illegal procedure, moved the ball back, and ended up screwing up their drive.
That's right.
Or it was a hold.
No, that was, yeah. 3rd and 1 from the 1-yard line. I formation for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center. He's going to sneak it himself. I don't think he made it. Big, big push by the defensive line there. The quarterback tried to sneak it through the middle. Let's see what the officials say.
Nope, 4th down.
They stopped him. 4th down and goal from the 1-yard line for the Volunteers. Great job by Sedona defensive line here on the last couple of plays to hold the Volunteers out of the end zone, keep them out of the end zone. And the Volunteers are going to go for it here on 4th down, trying to tie the game up. And the crowd is getting loud here at Sedona Red Rock High School. Fourth and goal from the 1 yard line for Lee Williams. Quarterback under center. He takes the snap, gives it to the second back, and it looks like he punches his way through for the touchdown. Touchdown, Lee Williams. Make the score 14-13 with the PAT pending.
It was a great stand by the Scorpions, man. They gave him too many yards on that whole drive.
Right.
And to hold him for a first and goal to a fourth and goal, it's unbelievable. Remember, Lee Williams isn't going to lay down and die here. They're going to have to.
And they've got a big, big front line there.
Oh, yeah.
So they're lining up now for the extra point. Here's the snap. The kick is up. A lot of pressure. It's blocked. Sedona's going to keep the lead. 14-13. Wow, they got a lot of guys through
like
the line there.
It was like a jailbreak. I don't know what happened. All I know is that 10 people went in. 10 people were in front of the kicker.
They had about three guys right on the kicker's face as he tried to kick that. It was easily blocked. The guy blocked it with his elbow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think the kicker wanted to kick it. He saw a purple wave there. Didn't know what to do. Wow.
Huge play by the special teams coming up big to preserve the lead for Sedona. And again, their offense was really cooking there in the second quarter. And if they can keep that going, they might be able to extend this lead even further. Great play by Sedona special teams.
I don't know how they did that, man. They broke through the middle like 10 guys in there. That was unbelievable.
Stefan Zielinski there to block the extra point. Just a tremendous play by the whole front line there for Sedona. Lee Williams now lining up. They're going to pooch kick it, and the Sedona man's going to drop on it at about the 32-yard line. It looked kind of like a offsides, but it wasn't really an offside, or an onside, rather, kick. He kicked it. I mean, if that's what they were going for, it was too far. I don't know if they were worried about a big return, but.
And those kind of kicks are hard to handle, especially with the up guys. They're not really known to be return men. But, yeah, that's the second time he's done that. The first kickoff of the game was like that, too. And the second one was deep, so I don't know if it's something they're trying to do.
So Sedona will take over at their own 34-yard line. Again, a big play by the special teams to block the extra point after the Lee Williams touchdown preserved the lead at 14-13 with about 5.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Max Hauserman sees the snap go over his head, but he picks it up on the bounce. We'll see what he can do. Can he do anything? No. We brought down by three Lee Williams defenders all the way back at the 19-yard line.
Oh, man, you don't like... You know,
15-yard loss on the
play. Yeah, you see a play like that. The center just snapped it way over his head.
Three,
I mean, it was just a fast
3 feet over
snap.
His head.
Not a good way to start the drive.
And he didn't even have time to, you know, try to throw that away. The defenders were right on him by the time he caught that ball on the bounce. So we'll see what they can do to bounce back here on second down.
And what's that?
And 25, it looks like. Second and 25, if you can handle that in, you know, two or three plays, divide that up.
Well,
if
the
they
eight ball
can get 8 yards
Scott
a play.
Moker one time where he got about 18 or 20 yards. Remember on that big play?
Yeah, that's true. So we'll see what they can do now. Max Hauserman has two backs behind him. He's under center. Wide outs on either side. He'll take the snap. Hand it to Andre Davis. He breaks through the line. And boy, oh boy, what a run by Andre Davis. He picks up 21 of those yards.
That's how you do it, Josh. You just give it to Andre Davis.
Just straight up the middle. Ran right through the defensive line. And a big pickup by Andre Davis. Makes this a really manageable third and three now.
Wow. What a play. Just an
great blocking
play. Yeah, great blocking. And that guy, he's so fast. Before you know it, he's right by the safety.
And he was into the second level of the defense before he could blink an eye. So, from second and 25 to third and three, we'll see what the Sedona Red Rocks Scorpion offense can get down on third down.
It's like a trip set, tight trip set.
Hauserman shotgun. The snap goes over his head again. He's got to just fall on it. And, boy, what a killer on this drive.
And I'd like to see that on film because they've got to be doing something to the center to make him do that. It's the third time in this game, second time in this drive, that he snapped away over Hauserman's head.
Jose Rivas is on the ground, injured for the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions. Was he grabbing at his knee there? Could you see? The crowd quiet here as, again, a botched play. The second time this drive, the snap went over Max Hauserman's head.
Third time this game,
and we've got a man down, and I believe that is 64, Jose Rivas. And we'll be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, More choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back to Sedona Red Rock High School as a botched snap hurts the Scorpions on that drive. Number 64, Jose Rivas, went down on that play, but he did get off the field under his own power. And the Scorpions are punting now, and it's a beauty. All the way back to the 30-yard line, and this one is going to bounce further into Lee Williams territory, all the way down to the 25-yard line.
Excellent kick, excellent change of field position, another 40-yard kick for his own punter.
Stefan Zielinski there,
yeah,
the senior.
Yeah, we just stop. Man, Zielinski blocks a punt, blocks next point, and then has a 40-yard punting average today. But let me tell you something, we've got to stop that running game right now.
Good field position for the Scorpion defense as the punt back Lee Williams all the way back to their own 25-yard line. Again, Sedona hanging on to a 14-13 lead with 3:23 left here in the third quarter.
Be interesting to find out who's going to replace, is it Rivas? The name
Jose
that got
Rivas.
Hurt, yeah, because he's one of our defensive linemen here.
So, the Lee Williams quarterback under center with the eye backs behind him. He's going to give it to the second man. He's going to break through the front line and pick up about 10 yards on that play, brought down by number 14, Derek Johnson, after a gain of about 10 yards.
Whatever Lee Williams' coach said to those kids at halftime is working. They are serious. They're not messing around, and it's just been brute force at the line of scrimmage right now.
It seemed like they lost a lot of wind out of their sails on that missed fake punt.
Yep.
And the pass fell incomplete. Sedona took over from there. But Lee Williams fighting to get back into it. They have drawn within one here in the third quarter. It was a 9-yard run for the Volunteers, so they'll have second and one at the 34-yard line.
Excellent passing down.
Quarterback under center. He's going to pitch it to his right. And the runner is met in the backfield. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage, but solid play on the edge there by the Sedona defense.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to get us outside, it looks like, because of our team speed. How you beat us is inside and in between the tackles, which is how they've been killing us. For some reason, coach wants to be creative, wants to run outside. Keep doing that, buddy.
So it's going to be third and one for the Volunteers from their own 34-yard line. The Sedona defensive line really had three great downs when it was first and goal. We'll see what they can do here as the Volunteers try to convert third and one.
They've got that fullback A-gap set up.
Quarterback under center. He takes a snap, gives it to the back.
Stopped
and
him.
He's stopped at the line. I don't think he made
he's
it.
He's short.
It looks
he's
like
short
he's about
by a
half
yard.
A yard short.
Yeah. I'm looking at the referee running from the spot. He looks like he's a yard short.
He was met right at the line by Alex Burke and the defensive line. 75, Zeke Saxman in on the tackle. 71, Jake Christensen also in on that tackle.
And here comes the punt team, baby. Yes, yes.
And is this the first time they forced the Lee Williams punt today?
No, this is the second punt. The first one was a fake.
So we'll see if they've got more trickery in store. But a big stand once again by the Sedona defense.
Excellent defensive stance. Woo!
Bailey Ehrlich back to receive the punt, and they will kick it away this time, but away from Ehrlich. He's going to catch it on the bounce at the 26. He's going to just gain a couple of yards as he's falling forward to the 29-yard line, and Sedona will take over from there.
No harm, no foul. It's basically where we started the drive last series before a series of missed snaps.
Series of unfortunate events, you might say. Just over a minute left here in the third quarter, a minute 17, as Sedona gets the ball back, heading right to left across the field, hanging on to a 14-13 lead.
These kids are fighting. They're playing tough. We need to get a nice little drive here in the quarter as soon as we can and maybe soak up some of that fourth quarter.
Both teams evenly matched. They both had their bright spots and their low points in the game tonight. And it shows in the score as the Sedona Red Rock Scorpions hold on to a 14-13 lead. They'll take over first and 10 now from their own 39, and they've got men jumping offsides. We'll see if they were baited. Nope, the official signaling offsides on the defense.
3-5 yards, I'll take it every day.
That's right. So first and 10 turns into first and 5 as the officials move the ball up to the 34-yard line. They were at the 29. And first and 5, every little bit helps. Sedona Red Rock High School trying to capture their second quarter offense, in which they moved the ball really well against the Lee Williams defense and put up a couple of touchdowns. First and 5 now with Max Hauserman in the backfield. They almost jumped off sides again. Hauserman's going to keep the ball. He's going to run it to the right side. He's going to pick up 3-4 yards, it looks like, and turn it into a 2nd and 1.
Yeah, that's that QB keeper he ran in the first half that got us a really important first down on one of our drives that we scored on. Same formation, 3 receivers to the left, 1 wide out to the right. Spread out the defense a little bit, and he just took it up the field.
So what was it that worked for them in that second quarter, Rob, that they need to keep going?
We went outside and threw. So I think that's what we need to keep doing here. We haven't thrown a pass yet, right? This is our second drive. So we need to throw a ball here real quick.
Here in the second half, I don't think there's been
a pass. We rolled out to the right. We threw the ball well, and we ran outside. So that's what we need to keep doing. I want to see the clock. I'd like to see the clock go to the fourth quarter here after this next play. Get out of here at 14-13 going into the fourth quarter. This could still be our game.
43 seconds and counting on the clock as it is running after that Max Hauserman run. Second and a long one or a short two, one or the other, as Hauserman's in the shotgun once again. Sends a man to his left. He's got it back to his right. That's Andre Davis. Hauserman takes the snap in the shotgun. He's looking to throw, and it's short. Hit the turf there. He had his man there. It was good play, just enough for the first down and about 3 yards beyond, but the throw was a little short.
It looked like a hook route he was trying to run. Hauserman threw it short. Might have thrown it a little early before the receiver took his break, but, you know, it was a catchable ball. It was low, kind of a shortstop type of catch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the receiver dropped it.
So third and a long one now for the Scorpions. Hauserman gets the play from the sideline. He's back into the huddle.
Remember, the 3-receiver set with the quarterback keeper could be something that they do.
Hauserman's going to take the snap from under center this time. Mm. He's got 2 backs behind him and 2 wide receivers on the left side. They're going to hand it off to Davis. He's through the line, and he just forces his way through for 4 yards to the 44-yard line. It's another first down for the Scorpions.
You got to have some guts to run the ball up the gut against this defensive front because they're huge, you know. And Davis might weigh 110 pounds soaking wet. Gets through that line and gets the first down. Gets through the line and makes the first down. Great call by Sedona.
But they're going to end the first quarter, and we're going to take a break as well. The Sedona Red Rocks Scorpions lead it 14-13 over Lee Williams. Welcome back to Sedona Red Rock High School as we start the fourth quarter here with the Scorpions ahead 14-13 over the Lee Williams Volunteers. Josh Freeman here filling in for Mike Tabak with my color commentator, Rob Lascano.
Is that because I'm darker than you?
And the Scorpions ran for no gain on first down. They're going to pitch it to the left here on 2nd down and 10. And there's going to be a loss on the play as Davis was taken down in the backfield after the pitch.
Too much penetration from the outside there on our line. I don't know what happened there, but it looked like nobody blocked anybody.
We remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you on 780 KAZM by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more adventure, more fun, and more value for you.
Well, the formation here, we're on the left hash. Right side is wide. Hausman's favorite side to roll. This could be where we see the rollout towards us, Josh. Maybe something underneath.
And a 3rd down and 13. We'll see what they have in store. Whistles. And the officials are going to call a timeout. We'll see what the issue is.
How many timeouts do the officials get?
It's a good question. This is their second one so far, but they're first in the second half. So. And once again, talking to some linemen there for Lee Williams. I don't know if that was equipment issue or what. But it will be 3rd down and 13 for the Scorpions. Hauserman in the gun. Davis on his right. He takes a snap. Man, whistles again. If they're blowing this one dead, it's going to be a false start on the Red Rock offensive line. So 3rd and 13 becomes 3rd and 18. And kind of limits stuff you can do here on 3rd down for the offense.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see what happened. We had an open receiver, by the way, down the field on that play, and I think Hausman was about ready to let it go.
He'll get another chance here as they repeat 3rd down, but 3rd and 18 now with the ball backed up to the Scorpion 36-yard line. Again, the Scorpions hanging on to a 14-13 lead with just under 10 minutes left in the game now. They've put up a big, great fight against the Volunteers this evening. Hauserman's in the gun again, and we have more whistles from the officials as Sedona is going to call a timeout. And we'll take this one, too, and we will be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back to Sedona Red Rock High School. We'll give this down another try. Third and 18 for the Scorpions on their own 36-yard line. Well, they were facing a second and 25 in their last drive, and they got 21 yards, so we'll see what they can do here on third and 18. Hauserman in the gun with a back on his left. Here comes snap. Looking downfield. He's going to throw it deep. It's going to be picked off by Lee Williams. He had a man in the area, but that pass a little too wide for the receiver, number 81, Josh Cacciatore. And Lee Williams, the man was just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of didn't like that throw because he looked like he just kind of chucked it. But it works as a punt. You know what I mean? It was a 35-yard punt, actually. So I'm not really too upset about it. But I did not like what the throw was like. He was kind of just throwing it up there, you know? But gets us out of a hole, I guess, and puts them in a hole. So let's see what happens.
His man was a little more inside. He threw it a little more outside towards the sideline. So Lee Williams will take over on their own 31-yard line, like Rob said. Kind of had the equivalent of a short punt for the Scorpions. Lee Williams, quarterback under center, gives it to the up back, and he's going to be stopped right at the line. He might have fallen forward for a yard or so, but solid tackling there.
The fullback A-gap run, and we stopped it finally for no gain or a loss. A loss of yard, loss of one. Wow.
Lost a yard. Mason Bradshaw there with the stop.
Now what these guys have been doing is now they run the off-tackle play, or they try to do that little toss sweep, which they've only done twice.
So second and 11 now for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center. Two backs behind him in the I formation. He'll give it to the further back, and he's going to make a big move and bust it through the line and down the field, all the way down to the 30, 25, 25-yard line of the Scorpions. A huge gain by Jason Ruiz for the Volunteers.
Yeah, that was that off-tackle run. That's all they run. It's like A-gap fullback and the off-tackle run, and man, he broke that one wide open.
A well-executed play by the Volunteer offensive line as Ruiz picked up, what was that, 40, 50 yards on 40, that play?
45 yards, it looks like.
Huge run. Mm. So the Volunteers now threatening to score again as they're trying to take the lead back in this game. They scored first, go up 7-0, and then Sedona answered with 14 points. And a Lee Williams touchdown ended with a blocked extra point earlier in the third quarter. Volunteers going to run it to the left side of the line this time. It stopped at the line. Number 75, Zeke Saxman, the senior, in for the stop.
And it looked like he was going to get a big gain, and Saxman just showed up and plowed him for a no gain.
So it'll be second and 10 at the 25-yard line of the Scorpions.
A lot of field to the right side, Josh. I'm just looking at that space. They've got four blockers on the right side.
Quarterback under center now with the I backs behind him. They're going to pitch it. And he's met in the backfield. He shakes an arm tackle. He's going to get out to the right side of the line for a gain of just about a yard?
Yeah, just about a yard. I don't know if Sedona recalled the corner blitz on there, but that corner came like a bat out of hell. But he let go of his outside in position. You see what I'm saying? He gave up the outside. If he does not make that tackle, which he doesn't, the running back can go outside, which we had some kind of safety valve back there to help them. But that corner needs to stay outside in to defend that run.
So it'll be third and one now for the Scorpions. Let's see what they can do with their backs against the wall.
What they've been doing here is they've been going to wide sides of the field. Now the wide sides to the left, which is in front of us.
Lee Williams takes a snap. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to roll back to pass. He's going to have to roll to his right. He's under some heavy pressure and brought down hard.
That's a sack.
Wow, what a tackle by number 65, Mason Bradshaw.
That's a sack for Mason Bradshaw. And I got to tell you something. They tried to run the play they scored on with us back sneaking out, but we had that covered.
Fantastic pursuit by Bradshaw. The quarterback had nowhere to go. And it's a big fourth down now and about 9 yards for Lee Williams. We'll see what they're going to do.
No field goal team coming on the field, so they're going for this. Remember, their passing game isn't the best. I would watch that A-gap run up the gut, and then the off-tackle run with number 8, which he's not back there. So no fullback, by the way.
Fourth down and 9 now for Lee Williams, the quarterback under center. He's going to take the snap and roll to his right. He's got a man, makes the catch, but only for 5 yards, and
down.
Sedona makes the stop. They'll take over on downs as they needed 8 yards, only got 5.
Yeah, and that's great. I tell you, when the play started, we only had 2 defensive backs back there. They had 3 receivers. You see that when the play started? I was a little worried. And then he rolled that way with the running back. So they had 4 receivers basically with us as 2, but we defended it somehow.
I believe that was number 76, Alex Burke, on the tackle.
Beautiful play. 6:48 left in the game. We need to eat this clock and get some points.
We'll see what Andre Davis can do on the ground as they try to keep the clock rolling. 6:48, Sedona ahead 14-13, and they'll take over at about their 20-yard line. And we've got whistles now, maybe a timeout for Sedona. Their second timeout of the half. That leaves them only 1 in the last 6:44 in a close game.
That could be an important timeout for us to have later on in the future, but we'll see.
Interesting to take a timeout when you just took over on downs, too.
They something happened. They weren't ready. I saw one of the coaches speaking with Davis pretty tough here on the sideline. I'm wondering if something's going on internally that we don't know, but he was in his face pretty much, so something's going on.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. 6:43 left in the game. Sedona leading 14-13 over the...
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
And we're back here at Sedona Red Rock High School, where the Scorpions lead 14-13 over the visiting Lee Williams Volunteers.
So we got a run formation set up here.
We'll see what the Scorpions have in store on 1st and 10. They're going to give it to number 15, Wynn. He's going to run it to the right side, tries to make a couple of men miss, and he just gets back to the line of scrimmage.
I'm not sure Sedona's run that formation before. At least I haven't seen it. It was 3 running backs, almost like a wishbone setup.
And Wynn in the back instead
and
of
no
Davis.
Wide receivers, and they just tried to run it. And, they're trying to kill clock, which is good. We need to get yardage, though.
So it'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Scorpions.
I like that formation.
And again, the clock is rolling. We've got just over 6 minutes left here in the game. Sedona's just trying to get a few first downs.
Davis is in the backfield. Tackle run or toss sweep coming up, boys.
And they'll see if they can lengthen their 1-point lead. Max Hauserman under center now. Davis in the backfield. He'll take the snap. Hand it off to Davis. He's met at the line by a flurry of Lee Williams defenders. And he'll be brought down right at the line for no gain.
Well, right there, that play, Lee Williams did not respect pass at all. Nobody was further than 5 yards on the line of scrimmage. They're totally expecting a run on this.
So 3rd down and 10 now. No, they'll give him about a half a yard. 3rd and a long 9 for the Scorpions. They're deep in their own territory. The ball's at about the 21-yard line, just inside the hash mark. And they need to get something done here on 3rd down so they can extend this drive and keep that clock running as they hold on to a 1-point lead, 14-13. They're back to the line now. Hauserman under center. He's got 2 backs behind him in an I formation. Wideouts on either side. He takes the snap, gives it to Davis, running off the left side.
Outside,
he's going to take it to the sideline, and he's got the first down, just what the Red Rock Scorpions needed, and more. A gain of about 16 yards for Andre Davis on 3rd and 9.
Boy, I tell you, he's lightning on his feet, man. He can just take off now. He
Quick
was
move.
Almost stopped, yeah, at the line of scrimmage. Broke a tackle, I guess, shook a tackle off, and then just darted for 10 yards in the blink of an eye.
Big run to the outside for Andre Davis, all the way to the 36-yard line, and the clock keeps rolling. We're under 5 minutes now. Oh, is that right? He went out of bounds on the play. Thank you. So the clock stopped, but we are under 5 minutes, and
I'm
it's
not
another
hold
first and
them.
10 for the Scorpions. Yeah. Hauserman under center. He's going to get to Davis on the left side again, makes a move at the line, picks up about three or four, running it to the left side.
That's a great play for right now. 4 yards a pop. You stay in bounds. You're moving the clock. I think Lee Williams has all their timeouts left still, though, but this clock's against them right now. It's 4:30 and counting.
4:30 and counting as the Scorpions get the ball to the 40-yard line. Two good runs by Andre Davis. He's going to take a break on this down.
Interesting place, player movement here. We just saw Sedona's other quarterback come in. If he lines up as a tailback, let's see if we see a halfback pass here.
So we've got Hauserman under center, two backs behind him, and we'll see what the Sedona Scorpions have dialed up on second down and six. He's going to fake a pitch, give it to the up man. He's got about 4 or 5 yards.
Get
That's
down.
Number 65, Mason Bradshaw. Boy,
I tell you,
Lee Mason really trying to tear the ball out. They were swinging it round and round.
They were keeping him upright and trying to pull off, and Mason is a strong kid, but he needs to know how to get down when something like that happens.
And it's third and one for the Scorpions. Let's see if they can keep this drive going as Andre Davis comes back in.
3:35 and counting down.
3:35 and counting. If you're Lee Williams at this point, when do you start using your timeouts?
Pretty soon. There is not a two-minute warning in high school football, so you got to start using your clock pretty soon. Remember, they can't throw the ball well, so they're going to have a hard time.
Lots of runs. It's been a quick quarter. As Sedona takes over on third and one, Hauserman under center. He's going to give it to Davis. Met in the backfield, fights his way to the line. I don't think he made the first down, but wow, it looked like he was going to lose yards on that play.
Yeah.
He got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, everything he could to get to the line of scrimmage. I tell you, almost broke that for the first down. I would take a delay of game here and then punt it.
The clock does continue to run under 3 minutes.
If they do not call a timeout, delay a game and then punt it.
So we'll see what the Scorpions do here on fourth down and just a yard.
Wow, 2:40 and counting. You've got about probably 20 more seconds left on clock on the huddle clock.
A first down here is huge
for
the Scorpions.
Sedona's in no hurry.
You're going to make Lee Williams start to use their timeouts. The run has been solid in this quarter.
Yep. You know, a cadence call would be good here. Get them to jump off sides maybe without really having a play in mind.
So it's Hauserman in the gun. He's got Wynn on his right. He's going to take it himself. He fights forward. We'll see where they spot it.
He got it. First down.
It looks like a first down based on where the line judge is signaling.
I'm at 100% on this.
They might measure this, but
my yellow tape is telling me that's a Sedona Scorpion first down. It's right in front of me,
buddy.
Look at this.
They're not going to give it to him. They're going to call a timeout, and they're going to measure. But it looks like he got it on the keeper for Max Hauserman. And he's coming up a
You know, I don't like the spot. I want to see the instant replay. I do not like the spot.
A short spot by the officials, according to our experts here in the booth. We'll see what the chains say. And they'll stretch them out.
That's a Scorpion first down, boys.
Short by an inch. 1 inch. A short spot. Lee Williams takes over. Wow. It looks like Hauserman had that first down.
And one of the problems is on change of possession, the clock stays stopped. So it's 2:20. 2:20.
2:20 and all their timeouts for Lee Williams. They've got 1 point to score to tie the game. Of course, they can't do that, so they're looking to go ahead. Wow. It's going to be a tense couple of minutes here, folks.
Yeah, I guess
as Lee Williams takes over on Sedona's 46-yard line. Again, Hauserman looked like he might have the first down on the quarterback keeper. The officials thought otherwise, and Lee Williams will take over with 46 yards to go for the win. Quarterback under center. He takes the snap, pitches it to his right. It's going to be a halfback pass. They've got a man wide open down the field. He makes the catch at the 15-yard line, brought down at the 10.
That's the only way they could throw the ball, and I said that in the first half. Remember, I said the only way they could do a trick play, a halfback pass, a fake punt pass, a halfback pass finally gets Sedona. And, wow, they don't deserve to win this game, Lee Williams. I'm telling you, that was bull.
I believe that's called solid play calling.
Unbelievable.
Just a fantastic play for Lee Williams. Gets it all the way down to the 15-yard line on the halfback pass. But the Sedona defense has been stout inside the 20-yard line. We'll see what they can do.
We have nobody covering a wideout receiver out there.
Under 2 minutes now with the clock running. They've run a man to the left. He's met at the line by a couple of tacklers. Brought down by the second man at the line of scrimmage. That was Andre Davis there on the tackle. And it's going to be second and 10.
Yeah, and
second and goal from the 9.
Still not
like.
Using their timeout, so they're gonna try to pound this and score.
There's a minute and a half left. They haven't called a timeout yet. I guess they don't want to give Sedona any time. But if in the first half, they ran out of time.
Sure.
They were on the 2-yard line,
yeah,
and they couldn't make it in before the clock ran out. The 9-yard line, I believe it was.
I don't like the cushion we're giving the receiver, and this is a halfback.
I formation, quarterback takes a snap under center, gives to the up back. He gets through the line. It looks like he's going to be brought down about the 2-yard line. So looks like third and goal at the 2, maybe
under
the 1. We'll see where the
game. Here we go, folks.
The official spot it. Under a minute to go.
We're on the
55 seconds.
4-yard line. So Donald's 4-yard line. Finally, timeout.
And holy cow.
Who called the timeout? Was it Lee Williams?
51 seconds. I haven't seen a sign from the officials yet,
yeah,
but I assume that it was Lee Williams on the timeout. 51.7 seconds left. Lee Williams with at the 4-yard line, looks like, 3.5-yard line. But it's third down. They only get 2 more shots at this. There's no first downs.
I know.
Sedona defense.
You know, I mean, basically, Lee Williams has racked up a lot of rushing yards on this defense. We've bent. We haven't broken. The A-gap runs, they've got to pinch the A-gaps here. And then they got that I think maybe 2 plays that they run off tackle where they've got big gains on. Other than that, we've stopped that off tackle run. The toss sweep has not worked. So the only thing I'd really sell out here would be the A-gap play.
Huge plays here. 2 of them left, barring a penalty. It's going to be third down and goal from the 3-yard line for the Lee Williams Volunteers. Quarterback under center, 2 backs behind him in the eye. He stumbles, gives it to the second man. It looks like he's through. Touchdown, Lee Williams, with 46 seconds left in the game.
Boy, Lee Williams lucked out this game. I'm going to tell you.
That trick play, the halfback pass, paid off big time, and the short spot as the Sedona Scorpions.
Well, the short spot killed Sedona. That, from my eyes, that was a first down. But that halfback pass was a great call, and that's the only way to get the ball in this game.
They're lining up for the extra point now as the Volunteers have gone up 19-14 with just 46 seconds left.
They may
for
be going
Sedona
for 2
to get
here.
Something done, and it does look like they're going to line up for 2 with the quarterback Braxton Burgess under center. And
I'd be looking for this quarterback sneak and see what his leg looks like. His leg's really back deep.
He's got just 1 back behind him, and he will fake it, keep it himself, run it to the left side, tackled short. I don't think he made
it.
And another stop by the Sedona special teams keeps him out of the end zone. No 2-point conversion. The score remains 19-14 with 46 seconds left for the Sedona offense. We'll take a quick break, folks, and be right back.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Welcome back to Sedona Red Rock High School. Josh Freeman here filling in for Mike Tabak with Rob Lascano. A huge trick play by Lee Williams Volunteers leads to a touchdown, but Sedona keeps them out of the end zone. But with a 5-point lead, Sedona has to score a touchdown with 46 seconds left in the game.
Well, remember, Lee Williams has kicked off 3 times, twice short, once kind of deep, kicking it away from Davis. They just switched their kickoff team. Sedona switched Davis over to the side of the kicker. Here comes another short kick. Duke can take advantage of this.
Bobbled by the Sedona man, but he dives on it at the 38-yard line.
I'll take that. 40-yard line field position for 46 seconds left. 1 timeout left, I believe.
1 timeout. And we'll see what the Scorpions can do with 46 seconds. They did have some success passing the ball to Ehrlich and Moker.
Which they really didn't do in the second half.
Right.
They really haven't thrown the ball that much. Now, I do see both Sedona quarterbacks in the backfield.
Hauserman.
So you might have some kind of passing with out of both those guys.
Hauserman did throw an interception on Sedona's last drive. So we'll see if they go to the air. Hauserman's in the gun. He's got a back on his left. That's Brian Wynn. Hauserman's going to keep this ball himself. He's going to run it up the middle. He's got the first down. Tackled inbounds right at the 50-yard line. They'll
clock
stop
stops.
The clock at 38.5.
It will reset again once they set the sticks.
He did not get out of bounds, so that clock will start.
Sedona
and we'll see Sedona
timeout.
Is going to use their final timeout.
I kind of would have liked to see the clock play first and then get another maybe 10 yards and then call the timeout. But
and that's an interesting situation there for Hauserman. He didn't really have room to run to the outside. I don't think he would have gotten that first if he had gone to the sideline. But it is going to be first down and 10 for the Scorpions right at the 50. With, again, 38.5 seconds left in the game, they are down 14-19 to the visiting Lee Williams Volunteers here on senior night. And what a game it has been.
It's been a great game. Sedona played their hearts out, and I'm telling you, that short fourth down call, from my eyes, from my vantage point, I thought we were way over the line. I thought the spot was fine. I thought we were over the first down. They turn around, they throw a halfback pass to seal the game. I'm hoping for a Hail Mary here. I'm hoping for something. We get Andre Davis somehow,
We've seen him break big runs.
Yeah. He's lined up as a wideout right now, but somehow, some way, get him past the linebackers with a short pass. Maybe he can break it.
Max Hauserman now is in the gun. He's got Brian Wynn on his right. He'll take the shotgun snap. He'll look to throw. He floats it to the sideline. He's got a man there. What a catch! And he stays in bounds.
Oh, he stays in bounds.
All the way to the 14-yard line. They've got to kill the clock once the chains get set.
There's going to be 31 seconds left on the clock after Ehrlich catches that pass.
Bailey Ehrlich. He had two men right on him, and he pulled the ball down.
It was a jump ball. Nice arcing throw by Hauserman. 44 yards down the field.
31.7 seconds left in the game. Sedona, what a throw and catch from Max Hauserman to Bailey Ehrlich. He just grabbed that ball. He didn't get out of bounds. They're waiting for the officials to set the ball and the clock. And now, what was that?
They're going to set the ball. No, the ball went out of bounds. I mean, the ball did not go out of bounds. We had a first down. They had to set the sticks. They're waiting to set the clock. Sedona's going to clock this ball right now. Clocking means throwing the ball down, stopping the clock real quick. But here's what I see right now. I see Andre Davis flanked out to the left, tight. Well, he was a minute ago, but he's tight with a slow man on him. I could see a nice little fake route on the left side if it happens again like this.
And it's first and 10, but,
wait,
you know.
Somebody wants to call the timeout. Oh, personal foul penalty.
They called a personal foul against Lee Williams.
That puts us, like, on the 4-yard line, I would think. It's after this to the goal.
The sideline marker is at the 14, but he's going to move up now.
Personal fouls at 15 yards, so it'll be first and goal, 7-yard line. Oh, wait, the clock's moving now.
But the clock is going. They've got to kill it. It's the 27 seconds. They've got first down inside the 10-yard line, but they've got to kill this clock. Boy, Hauserman's taking forever. I don't know if he knows he's got 20 seconds left. They're just going to run a play. He throws it to the end zone, knocked down.
All right, good. But that's good, though.
An incomplete pass actually helps you in this situation. As
it does, but the clock kept running. We lost about a good second on that thing. Oof, man, here's what happened. The penalty screwed everybody up. The penalty, the clock was stopped.
Right.
The minute the referees
I'm
marked
not sure Hauserman knew that the clock
No,
was
nobody
going.
Knew. The minute the referee placed the yardage of the penalty, placed the ball down, Sedona had huddle. They told Sedona to huddle. They told Lee Williams to huddle. The referees counted the yardage off the field, put the ball in the middle, the clock started running again.
So second and goal once again, it looks like, from the 6 for the Scorpions. Max Hauserman in the shotgun. He's got Wynn on his right. He's going to take the snap. He's going to look to the end zone again. Throws a
touchdown!
Touchdown, Scorpions! Max Hauserman to Bailey Ehrlich. They retake the lead.
What a call. Just a fade route
to
Ehrlich.
Beautiful throw by Max Hauserman. Wow.
Sedona wins this game. Wow. And they deserve it. They deserve
to 19,
win this game.
9.9 seconds left.
They
what
deserve it.
A play. By the Scorpions.
The Scorpions deserve this win.
With a 6-yard touchdown pass to Bailey Ehrlich, who has come up huge on this drive. First the big gain, and now the touchdown.
There's 9.9 seconds left. We don't need to worry about this. It's 20-19. There's no way. I'm gonna bet my house that Lee Williams loses this game. There's no way. Make the extra point. Sedona's biggest victory in the history of Sedona football.
Hauserman now lines up for the extra point. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good, and that will give them the 2-point lead at 21-19 with 9.9 seconds left.
What a comeback, Josh. I tell you, it broke my heart seeing Sedona lose this game with the way they were going to lose it, you know, with this fourth and inches call, not go our way. They throw a halfback pass because they couldn't do anything else. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't throw the ball. They kick it short, which bit them in the butt. We have a huge Hail Mary pass, basically a fade route to Ehrlich, who's just probably the tallest receiver on the field, jumps up there, grabs it from two defenders, gets the ball within, what, the 15-yard line or something. They, I guess, pile on him somehow. Personal foul.
I'm not sure if it was a late hit or what it was.
Takes us to the 7-yard line of incomplete pass, and then a fade route to Ehrlich again. Why not give it to Ehrlich, right? He got
That's
it down
right.
there.
That's right.
Beautiful
he earned
call.
That touchdown, and the Scorpions doing it the hard way.
Absolutely.
21-19 lead, 9.9 seconds left. They're going to be kicking it off now from left to right. Zeke Saxman setting up. Do you kick it long or short here?
He's going to kick it deep. You know what? Actually, good point. They do an angle kick to about the 10-yard line. That's what they're going to do here, just to get him to return.
And it's a low pooch kick, a beauty. Bounces a few times.
Here's a reverse.
Zeke Williams has got it.
Fake reverse. It's a fake reverse.
Fake the reverse. The runner's gone to the right side. He is breaking three tackles. I think they dragged him out of bounds with just a second and a half. Just one play left for this game. Sedona, Red Rock High School, Scorpions.
Now, here's what I would do if I'm Sedona. I'd put Andre Davis about on our 20-yard line. Just as a safety.
And he is back. Lee Williams is going to take over for their one play at their own 29-yard line. The Sedona defense is... The majority of them are about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Lee Williams does not have a play for this, I'm telling you.
Well, that halfback pass worked out pretty well, but yeah, that was on their.
If we
that was
fall
on the
for
other
that again.
The, on the other side of the field.
And that's what they're lined up as.
And it's the same I formation, wide receivers on either side, quarterback under center. Here it is, the last play of the game. Lee Williams takes the snap. There's the pass across the middle.
Game over.
Three Scorpions converge. Four, five, six Scorpions tackled at the 45-yard line. The Scorpions upset the Lee Williams Volunteers 21-19.
Josh, this is the biggest victory in Sedona history. I'm telling you, I've been around a lot of Sedona football. I can't remember a bigger one. This is unbelievable. It keeps us alive in the playoff hunt. It keeps us, you know, this Joy Christian game next week is going to be tough, but it gives these kids momentum, gives these kids hope. And you never know. Like I said, 15, 16-year-old kids with hope and momentum, forget it. They conquer the world.
Two key plays. Didn't seem so key at the time.
Right.
But a missed, a blocked extra point.
Right.
They kept them out on the two-point conversion.
Right.
They win 21-19.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable game by the Scorpions. Unbelievable upset for Sedona Red Rock. Unbelievable upset. I'm telling you, Lee Williams, they're flabbergasted. They have no idea. They cannot believe they came in here and got their butts beat like this.
Sedona, how much time was left when Sedona took over on that last
drive?
There
was 40 seconds, 40.7.
40.7 yeah. Seconds. They moved the ball 65 yards,
yep.
Scored the touchdown.
Almost
what
got screwed over
win.
With the penalty because once a referee set the ball on penalty, we did not think they would run the clock.
10 seconds yeah. ran off before yeah. Max Hauserman yeah. snapped it through an incomplete pass.
Great game, folks.
But holy cow, huge game for the seniors. Max Hauserman, Bailey Ehrlich, Andre Davis especially coming up big.
Mocha ran a big play, had a big play in that first half that got us down for the first score. I mean, all the seniors contributed to this game. Saxman had great plays. Bradshaw had great
tackles.
Bradshaw made a big run on a play to get his first down. I mean, so all the seniors contributed in this game.
Whoo, what a game, folks.
Josh, man, your first game, and it was a great one, huh?
Here with my color commentary partner, Rob Lascano. This is Josh Freeman filling in for Mike Tabak. Sedona's going to finish up the season next week on Halloween night. They will take on the power in their section, Joy Christian, 7-1 on the year going into tonight. They lost to Joy Christian 49-8 last year. We'll see what they can do this year on a neutral field. The game will be in Phoenix and not in Glendale. But wow, if you couldn't ask for a better springboard going into that game.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, you got these kids, you know, they're fired up. If they're fired up enough, you never know what can happen. You never know. I mean, we've got the speed to contend. That's the key right there.
The Scorpions were all but eliminated from the playoffs coming into this game. They
had 40 seconds ago.
That's right. Their two final games of the season against the two best teams
right.
in their section, and they pulled out the win tonight over the Lee Williams Volunteers. An amazing game. Both teams came up big in big moments. Sedona just had
sure.
the ball last, basically.
Absolutely.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you on 780 KAZM by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more adventure, more fun, and more value for you. Great fun tonight with the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions coming out on top 21-19 against Lee Williams. Folks, thanks again for joining us. I'm Josh Freeman, and with Rob Lascano, good night.
Good night.